Blog Talk Radio.
Learning, and it should be a going process, but as far as the defense, yeah,
So you expect it in the face tonight. It should be that stupid stuff.
A little smoother.
Yeah. That'd be off. I expect from offside.
I expect a couple of holding.
I expect some holding.
Defensive holding.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, probably it's a defensive holding.
Defensive holding.
A pass interference.
I don't think it's a pass interference. Yeah, but that covers the pass up.
As far as players, like in my opinion, the way the 3-4 is set up, I know now how the body type needs to be for each position along the front seven. And we're going to have we need another draft, a couple more drafts.
Definitely.
Because you can't always switch people. It's just like you need people for this team, not change people that you have from a different team into.
I agree.
Because the body types are different. And with Jay Ratliff, Ego Ferguson, and Jarvis Jenkins started, as far as names, you want them to do good.
Right.
I didn't see too much controlling of them. It's like, I didn't see too much. Ego Ferguson was great, and he's a young player coming off the rookie year, second-year player, so you kind of want to keep him around. Jarvis Jenkins played in the 3-4, so you think he's going to bring some experience to the position.
Exactly.
At a fast technique. And
I'm not
rather for the Pro Bowler nose tackle in Dallas in the 3-4.
Right. So the only one out of position is Will Flat. As far as the front three.
Marcus.
Right. Is that a big problem? That's not really a big problem.
Kind of it is. Because if you're talking about consistency throughout the game, I noticed a huge difference when it was Will Sutton, Eddie Goldman. Well, Will Sutton was a defensive end. Will Sutton was the defensive tackle, nose tackle. And
wait, say that again.
Will Sutton, last year's rookie, fourth-round pick, he was the right defensive end, meaning coming from, he was the left one. So he's coming from the side that the quarterback's throwing if he's right hand.
Right.
Then it was Eddie Goldman, the nose tackle. Then Brandon Dunn, I believe his name is, number 98, was the other defensive end.
He makes a play.
Both, all three of them control the line. To me, it shows why you need bigger defensive line.
Definitely.
Just that nose guard.
Right.
I understand what they do now. They're supposed to control the offensive line as well. Their offensive lineman doesn't want to come up to the second level and get on Shane McClellan for Christian Jones. So, just by me evaluating, I like the way Will Sutton played. I think he earned a spot in that rotation of definitely having to come in. Also, Cornelius Washington.
He made some plays. That's
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurry. Like, they understand how to control the pocket. It's not always about just second a quarterback. It's kind of condensing the pocket to make it uncomfortable for the quarterback.
I saw that.
Hurries have just one effect.
Right. Exactly. Hurries.
It looked like during the second fumble screen, that line looks like it could be the starters, actually. Our second screen looked like they lag could be the starters. Albeit they were probably playing against second screen players. But Will Sutton earned more looks. All three of them did. Will Sutton, Eddie Goldman, and Brandon Dunn. And it's just the first game. They look better than our starters.
But we'll see tonight. But he'll be just better offensive line.
Fuller didn't look too good.
Yeah, Bert?
Yeah.
Bad? Yeah. A lot? Yeah. Damn.
That bad? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Rahul.
Whatever receiver was open. I know it was like three good completions on him. Where it was like he got shook. Like he couldn't keep up with the route that was being run. There afterwards, but they will always get like 2 or 3 yards extra after the catch.
That's not good.
He needs to learn on his first coverage jamming.
Learn it on the front. Here.
It's like a rookie year for him again, but he can grow into it they were saying like he was considered a leader coming into the season. And this is just an eyeball test. This is his first game. But Pernell McPhee did not have a good game.
I didn't see him, really. I didn't see any flashes. I don't see what he did.
Jay Ratliff didn't have a good game. Cal Fuller didn't have a good game. Rock Marine didn't have a good
Cal
game.
Cal Fuller?
Didn't have a good game.
Oh, you said Cal Fuller, right.
Rock Marine did not have a good game.
I heard Amos played better than Marine.
Now, the eyeball test, me. He needs to work on his wrap up. When he comes to tech, he puts his head down.
Who?
Third season.
Who?
Adrian Amos, fifth round pick from Penn State. He was number four for Penn State.
He puts his head down?
Yeah, he's speed, though. He ran a 4-3 at his pro day. I'm doing air quotes. Pro day, because they kind of tweak your measurements. Figure.
Right.
Speed for the game because he went to that school. But they say he ran a 4-3. He did do it to come back. He was pretty good. Like, he's a rangy ball hawking face. When he came into the game, like, a couple times, you could see Rock Marine was still thinking. Adrian Amos, you almost seen like a couple, every time a play was, with him was involved, he was there right after. Catch, I'm right down you. You missed this catch. If you caught it, I would have hit you hard. A lot of those. All
right.
So he's like.
That's what we need.
Yeah, we need more speed on our people.
Hey, call in 347-838-8449 and 347-838-8449. If you saw the game, what was your take from it? Let us know. Don't hold it back.
What you looking for tonight, 7 o'clock?
Coach.
The coach.
What I'm looking to see is the Bears. Wait, who the coach got? They run it back.
Frank Gore.
I'm looking to see the Bears to save the run.
We practiced against them for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. And they was talking as far as Wednesday that the defense got owned. And it's not beating up on Cutler, but he even said out of his mouth the coach defense won that day. And they was talking how our defense was talking how Andrew Luck was going off on easy scoring drives and in the 2 minute drill. Then Thursday, they second practice against them. The defense started out fast. We were getting a lot of pass breakups, but once again, Cutler threw an interception, Foster threw an interception. One of them threw two of them because we had three interceptions.
Damn.
But one came in a 2 minute drill, and the coach beat us in all the 2 minute drills they did because our number one kind of easily. Later on in practice. Basically, during the 2 minute drill, and that's what really matters to them. Practice is just practice. Goal line drills and 2 minute drills are the ones.
But here's a question. Here's a question that I've had. Why do they play like practice games like that? So what's the purpose of doing that? Like, somebody might get hurt.
No. If you're being professional,
yeah.
More than likely, you're going to be. Well, it's...
You hit me.
The Rams and the Cowboys and Washington and Houston, those are like the anomalies. Like, full-on brawls. Like, that doesn't usually happen. As far as if everybody's just professional, to me, it's a plus. Because when you tired of, like we were saying in the green room earlier.
Right.
Careful when I think green room.
Right. We got a great room, though, for real.
If you practice it against your team every day, you can kind of see as far as individually how your players respond to football activities. And then as far as the body type that you have and see how your players work against each other as far as body type, but after so long, you already know what you're good at against this person.
Right.
You're going to get so you're not really getting better as far as.
All right, but these are like full-out games, though, just about, correct?
Yeah.
Why would you play like a full-out? out game now, and then go play the game.
Now, this is the good part. Actually getting an unofficial game practice that doesn't count to see what you really need to work on had you really been playing against another team. So it's like good last action sports. Like,
you getting hit?
Getting hit. Not hard. It's still like you practice against each other. It's just another team now. So, like, they friends. They're not out there trying to kill each other. They doing, like, it's practice because they both, that's what I'm saying, the professionalism. Like, y'all both know that y'all want to make it to the season healthy. No one really wants to.
Right, right.
None of this counts.
Right.
So the offensive line is offensive line.
You charged up. You kicked up.
Yeah,
good man, bro.
Don't kill. Yeah, y'all can
I'm going to pop you. Like, would you pop somebody?
It's tackling. No, I'm not going all out like this. Again, like, if I get a good kill shot on you, like, no, you don't.
Right,
know.
Right.
Like, if the running back stood up, like, you don't have to take him down. No.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, this is practice. Like,
right.
You really just want to see the offensive line. If somebody coming across the middle, you'll probably tackle him. You ain't trying to light him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's kind of like,
how you turn that on to turn that off? That's the thing. Like,
it's practice. It's team. Your coach is out there telling you not to. Like,
but here you come. Here you come and here you come. You don't really turn that on or turn that off.
Now, I've seen a couple of one-on-one drills where number 71 for the Bears, I don't know who it was. Was one of, like, Ronald, how he was doing the one-on-one offensive lineman against the defensive end or whatever, and they went up. And 71 for the Bears, like, got dude on, like, a bull rush, had his shoulder pad, used his momentum to throw the offensive lineman to the side.
Right.
He fell to his knees, and the guy went around to the landmark and stepped on the Bears guy.
Right.
He was on the ground getting up looking like, boy, that was like, good move, though, good move. But he was looking like, yeah, for sure. Like, so it was just like, you just working on your craft against, you appreciate it against another team.
That was one-on-one?
Yeah, that part. But they did 6-0-7. 11-on-11. No, I don't know. I think they don't do 11-on-11 this practice. I think it's just 7
They do 7-on-7, yeah. I like 7-on-7.
That's just the quarterback.
The receiver.
Where?
Like he's playing the street.
Where?
Playing the part.
We was, I look forward to this game. I don't put it into stock of preseason and sports.
We're getting tired of preseason.
I like preseason. We need it.
I know. I'm just tired of it. I haven't been good. Because I haven't seen a Bears game, like, for real yet. And I've been watching everybody else. And I'm not really.
Why are you missing a Bears game?
Because I was in New York. I only seen it once.
So why are you going to blame the NFL?
Because they should have broadcasted it in New York.
Well, after you had fun, before you had fun.
The day I got there. I got there on Thursday.
You didn't know Thursday the Bears were playing.
I did know.
So they should have changed it.
So they should have knew.
If you was coming.
No, they should have broadcasted. They broadcasted somebody else. How come they couldn't put the Bears on?
Because that's not the town you're in. That's not their home team. So you probably got the Jets. You got East Coast team. Probably New England.
Yep. Got the Steelers, I think.
Probably
put Yeah, I got Steelers.
Got Buffalo. And see, like, that type of stuff, I like the way nationally you can see how they focus on the Bears. So now you're not getting any bias from any party. Like, they could care less about the Bears. So everything they hear about the Bears and how they talk about them more nationally. So the national opinion about the Bears, that somebody from Chicago, like, you like Jay Cutler. Ain't nobody tell you he sucks. But if you go in New York and everybody like Jay Cutler, like,
right, terrible.
Like, Tom Brady right across the state line.
Right.
Jay Cutler. Like, ah! Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not
right.
Saying Jay Cutler bad, but they ain't even put him in the category. It's who he has a quarterback.
Call in 347-838-8449. That is 347-838. That's 844 Niner.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel. It's not the starter out here. It's McCown.
I think he's coming up.
Who?
Johnny Manziel.
You think he's ready?
He brings excitement. I mean, if he continues to act and do like he's playing now, he's earning time. I mean, you're going to keep a 35-year-old back there the whole year while everybody else is young and you got a young dude. It was like, as long as Johnny Manziel calmed his off the field time down and just focused on football, he would be a good player. That was the only thing wrong with him.
Yeah. He's drinking too much.
Partying. And he was just drinking, just partying. Whatever that means.
What are you going to rehab for? Drinking.
I don't really know.
Drinking.
I don't really think they truly said like he was in for. It was like he checked in to rehab. Like, that could have been for.
What?
Yeah. He went in there.
He was other stuff.
Yeah, it could have been drugs.
Just rehab. That could be for, like, psychiatric.
Were you sipping on that lean? Were you sipping on that lean?
I'm going to say partying. That's all I see.
What does partying involve?
Hey.
Say another thing.
From a 60-year-old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just partying. He late to whatever it is making him late to me.
Why is he being late?
And we all say that. Like, he hanging around Drake, LeBron. Like, he partying. Like, flying here, flying there. Like, just standing up jet lag. Probably freaking, but, like, just warming up.
Hangover. Ain't working out.
Right, you need to sit down.
Ain't working out.
He looked decent the other day.
They did.
I saw stuff that you can work with.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And to me, Johnny Manziel got a lot of Russell Wilson in. As far as understanding how not to get that big hit, but to be a good boy. Did you see the time when he ran out? Bootleg left and threw a dart.
Yeah.
That's the hardest throw of any route is to be rolling to your left and being able to throw your body and throw a strike.
I will agree with you that Johnny Manziel is on his way.
He should be the starter so kind during this year.
Yeah.
Probably not the first pole game.
I agree.
But
they should treat him as such for the rest of this preseason.
Yeah, you gotta earn it. But I don't know.
No, they should treat him as such, but as meaning giving him time to play.
It's a big performance based.
But
he look like he's doing better than Josh McCown. Look at it like a real evaluation.
Yeah.
Hey, you might can get further with him, man, for long term investment. You can get buddy for like one more year and probably get another basket.
They looking for excitement.
Johnny Manziel, James Winston.
Boring.
They need excitement. They need Johnny Manziel.
They like Johnny football.
Right.
He's going to make us feel sick. They don't even feel sick.
No.
They need a consistent quarterback. That's why they
try to Josh McCown consistent, and I bet they're going to get no excitement. Josh Gordon suspended.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that messed up my fantasy. I swear.
Whoops, slammed and did everything. This buddy did deflated footballs. Fine. That's all he needed was a pass. So it was messed up.
That was the game.
Yeah, it was.
God.
I agree.
Football.
And it's not the first time they've been
caught. Do you like the Patriots?
No.
Do you like the Patriots?
No.
Okay, see, when everybody out there understands why they hate those Patriots.
I tell the truth, though. I mean, it sounds stupid, but something's got to be done to stop them from cheating all the time.
So
they know to cheat. You got to stop them at some point. That's what I take that from. That's my take from it.
I think you got to go case-by-case scenario. And I see, you know, something on Bleacher Report. Buddy was like, if you really test the NFL, like 80% of the players smoke.
True.
It's because they try to... Like, it's the way to ease their pain.
I'm not against player spoken.
I'm not saying I'm either way. I'm just saying.
I mean, if they want, I think they should be allowed to.
That's the least going on.
Right.
The least going on.
That's the least for shit.
To be
go ahead.
Considered.
But to get caught three times.
Man. To get caught three times because they won't let you smoke is stupid. I'm sorry.
Told
them
to stop.
Right.
They gave you a
right.
slap on the wrist.
It's only because he's getting caught. Everybody, I noticed, like, everybody doing it is just if you get caught. It's what they doing when they doing it. Like, they always speed. They're doing some dumb stuff,
that's
like, rats and
yeah,
cars blew out and everything.
But when
like,
you get caught, you get caught.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
everybody get caught. Not everybody get caught.
I'm trying to think of somebody who did three things and still play.
Probably a lot of people.
Everybody.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
It's not against who.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
He got checked three times. I mean, like, just that's just my opinion on it. I don't think. I think Johnny Manziel needs to get on.
Yeah. That is true.
He ain't got no weapons. Josh Gordon out
Winston.
There for you.
Looks
Winston.
Okay. Little interception.
Looks shaky from what I see at the beginning. When you do the interception, and he overthrew some people. But then he got it back together.
That's a trap. He's going
to think so? Like Robert Griffin III? 3-0
with. That's
the yeah, RG3 out of that.
Is career over with?
Yeah. Something.
He don't got no one. He don't have offensive line. And it's already bad.
You can break your quarterback.
He
hurt like, him, right?
Yeah, concussion. You can break his psyche. It's almost where Jay Cutler at, but he fights best ability. Like, you just get hit too much or you're scared of getting hit. Like, you see a ghost.
Right. But that happens.
He's trying to block that out so much that he's coming unaware. Like, I'm not thinking about the rush. I'm going to stay back here. So when you get smashed, where you kind of need to be a little scared of the rush,
right.
Don't totally ignore it. And he just get hit, so the way they...
Wait.
You see the hit that he got hit by?
Yeah.
By the line?
Yeah. Do you think he shook?
Yeah. I'll see how you fix it.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Curtis Trucare at the Townsend.
And I'm Rick.
So that's Rick.
It's the Bulls Bears, Blackhawks Bears, White Sox Bears, Cubs Bears, Fan Thomas Bears.
Bears.
So. Bears.
There's a boat. Catch them live on the boat, giving out tips on
crash.
Crash.
I don't know how to get beat up at the boat.
Stomped out.
Just playing.
All right, we're out of here.
Peace.
Enjoy your Saturday and enjoy each other. Oops.
Night.
Cover the spot. It's on. Coach. Let's go.